Welcome to the New Testament reading of Scripture this week, and it comes out of Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. This is referred to as the Magnificat, which is a song of Mary's praise to the Lord. Verse 46. Mary responded, "Oh, how I praise the Lord! How I rejoice in my God, my Savior! For he took notice of his lowly servant girl, and now generation after generation will call me blessed. For he, the Mighty One, is holy, and he has done great things for me. His mercy goes from generation to generation to all who fear him. His mighty arm does tremendous things. How he scatters the proud and the haughty ones. He has taken princes from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has satisfied the hungry with good things and sent the rich away with empty hands. And how he has helped his servant Israel. He has not forgotten his promise to be merciful. For he promised our ancestors, Abraham and his children, to be merciful to them forever." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of the New Testament reading. It's about mercy. My commentary this week is about mercy. In verse 50, it says, "My mercy goes on from generation to generation." We've been talking about God bless America again, but the question is, what will your children and my children inherit? And what about the grandchildren? Would you like for them to know God's mercy as you have, or even more so? What a wonderful inheritance to pass from generation to generation. If this is what we want for our children, we must help them to experience the reverence of the Lord. Mercy is God's gift to us. Reverence is our gift to God. So let us work together to leave a legacy of faithfulness to future generations. Have a wonderful day.